Let me tell you a story. Monday, as some of you know, is usually my day off, and I often use it to do a little work in the small garden at 3 Cochrane Street where I live. And there is a lovely magnolia tree right in the middle of that garden, and every autumn it sheds its leaves. Being quite lazy, I always wait for every single leaf to fall from the tree before doing the job of gathering them up. And I gather them up into bin bags, put them in the garage, and leave them there for a year, and they make wonderful leaf mould, which I put back on the beds the following year. So anyway, one Monday last November, I was getting on with that job, sweeping and shovelling the leaves. And as sometimes happens when I work alone in the garden, I just sort of fell into praying. And I was pouring out a barrage of words to God in my head. And suddenly, I had a very strong sense that what I should be doing was not talking, but looking. And so I stopped the flow of words in my head, and I just looked. And I saw the leaves, each one of them beautiful and unique, and so rich in colour and in pattern. And then I saw the multitude of creatures, mostly woodlice and worms, which had been sheltering underneath those leaves, all wriggling and scurrying to find new shelter. And I saw in that little unpromising square of central London patio an abundance of life and an abundance of beauty, a little revelation of the abundance and beauty of God's creation. And for me, it was a moment of great encouragement. You might even call it an epiphany. As the prophet Isaiah says in a different context in our Old Testament reading this morning, lift up your eyes and look around. Look, behold, or for that matter, listen, touch, smell. For all of the senses give us invaluable ways of apprehending God's creation. If you ever think about trying to deepen your religious life, your spiritual life, your prayer life, if you're anything like me, your first instinct is to turn to some edifying book or other, and there is nothing at all wrong with that. But perhaps we should also, from time to time, make sure that we follow the example of the wise men and look. Lo, behold, let your looking be your prayer. Look at God's creation with eyes of love and see where God will lead you.